Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Maria, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You are the superintendent of the Minneapolis Parks, and here you're going to head the Conservancy. It's a nonprofit. Will your approach to this job be any different because of it's a slightly different role that you're going to play here?
My approach will be pretty much the same, but it will be different in terms of areas that I focus on. Clearly, one of the major issues right now is trying to get a referendum on the ballot. Also working with the city to consolidate what we currently have as 20 agreements into a single agreement and a single unified governance structure where the Conservancy will take over managing and operating the entire park system. So in many ways, it's similar, but I'm just starting from a different place.
So you mentioned getting a referendum on the ballot. That's one of your top priorities. That would happen this fall. Is that correct? Can you expand on that?
We are going to the legislature to get a bill passed to allow us to put a referendum on the ballot. And then there's a whole education and community engagement process that we need to go through so people understand what the benefits of that referendum will be.
And where would the money come from ultimately?
It will come from the taxpayers in the city of Pittsburgh.
What do you see as the next big project on the horizon for the Parks Conservancy?
So the next actually big project is in the works. It is at Allegheny Commons. It's building the northeast portion, renovating the fountain. So the Conservancy is raising $2.5 million. You know, one of the major efforts of the Conservancy is to ensure that our investments are equitable, addressing race and economic equity in the city of Pittsburgh. So doing this project at Allegheny Commons is one of those efforts of addressing some of the challenging areas of the city, such as North Pittsburgh.
When we think of parks, a lot of folks think of Schenley, Highland, Frick, the big ones, but there are a lot of other parks, especially in underserved neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And are you going to be having a focus in that area too?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I'm really proud of that we did in Minneapolis. Our entire capital improvements plan in Minneapolis is based on a criteria-based matrix system addressing racial and economic equity so that we make our investments. Our priorities are in those areas of the city where there's low economic or people of color, which are often underserved. And so it will be something I'm going to be really focusing on, and the Conservancy is very focused on, is addressing racial and economic equity as well. And so I'll be working with low-income areas of the city council, the board, to make sure that we're making equitable investments in our projects.
You know, the mayor and council are elected officials, obviously. They're accountable to voters. How can you assure that the public has a voice in the park system if the Conservancy ultimately ends up managing in some way, shape, or form the parks? How will you be accountable to the voters and the taxpayers?
Absolutely. Part of that will be the agreements that we have with the city, but also for me and our staff to be very engaged and responsive to the residents of Pittsburgh is really critical so that both the programs we provide, but the improvements we make in parks are really in response to what the community tells us they want.
A lot of these initiatives will most likely have to go through council and the mayor as well, correct?
Absolutely. I would assume there's going to be an approval process that we have to go through, whether it's through the Planning Commission or City Council. Public process is really important, community engagement. So all of those things are going to be critical elements of ensuring that while the Conservancy is a nonprofit, we are being hopefully entrusted to manage public space in a very positive way, in a way that engages the community.
Jane Miller, welcome to Pittsburgh and good luck.
Great. Thank you very much, Maria. Appreciate it.